and number five, Zero Gravity Green State Lager. Okay, so these are all lagers. Let's do the top four. Everybody's been really into... So Chris says, I'm making him crave burgers and beer. May have to drive over to Breck Brewery. There you go. And then the Crusader says, the real ID, definitely leave home without it. Okay, the top four craft lagers, according to Beer Affair, are number four, Troegs, and I hope I'm saying that right, T-R-O-E-G-S, Troegs Sunshine Pils from Hershey, Pennsylvania. The ABV is 4.5%. Don't let the name fool you. This award-winning Pilsner is as summer crushable as it is winter huggable. You can depend on this one anywhere, anytime. Boy, I'd like to try that. You know, I have noticed, I know people don't believe this, but there actually is certain beers that taste better in the winter and certain beers that taste better in the summer. If you're kind of a beer aficionado, you know that. Well, this one, it says, is a year-round lovable beer. That'd be pretty nice. Troegs Sunshine Pils, number four. Number three, Victory Helles Lager. Another ticket? Oh, so I'm here for another 10. All right, so I'm marking my time. I'm here to 9:40. More purchases makes Dave stay longer. So Victory Helles Lager, Downington, Pennsylvania, another Pennsylvania beer running in here. ABV 4.8%. Longtime champions of the craft lager, Victory hasn't ceased to impress us with its year-round Helles Lager, which one taster described as like chewing on a piece of barley. That doesn't actually entice me to try the beer, but I'm going to try as many of these as I can find. Number two, Firestone Lager, of Paso Robles, California, ABV 4.5%. This brand new offering from Firestone Walker is soft and clean with a slight grain sweetness that had tasters gulping down their glasses before we could say unicorn. I'm not sure if I understand the reference to unicorn, but okay, it doesn't matter. Number one. So this is considered the best craft beer lager in the country by the group Beer Affair, Kat Walensky at Beer Affair. Number one, Threes Villette. I don't know how to say that. V-L-I-E-T. Maybe I wish I had that. Where's the pole? Where's the pole when you need him? Villette Pilsner. Threes Villette Pilsner. Brooklyn, New York. ABV 5.2%. The only lager on the list to dip a toe over the 5% ABV. Threes Villette takes Pilsner to a special place for us. Its herbal green aroma is akin to freshly cut grass. It's clean, sweet, and soft on the palate. Villette continues to crush our expectations as we continue to crush can after can. Well, that kind of got me a little thirsty. You know, when you cut the grass, let me ask you this. Do you have certain times when you like to drink beer? Josh says, boy, $200 for 20 minutes. Mitter Simpson really is a good financial advisor. Yeah, you know, if I did that to 6 times 100, yeah, $600 an hour. That sounds like my old lawyerly wages I used to get. I actually never commanded that kind of money. So, Josh, you're right. I'm helping out Mike Church at $100 every 10 minutes. That's a pretty good financial advisor, if I do say so myself. Victory Helles is awesome, says Dwight. And Chris says he's got to sign off. All right, bye. See you later, Chris. So do you have certain times when you like do something, you want to drink a beer, like cutting the grass, and you go, oh, man, I need a beer now, or I'm going to get some pizza, so time for beer. Is it watching your favorite movie, you want to just sip on a beer? Do you have a time that you like to drink your favorite lager or favorite beer? Why don't you chime in on that? 844-527-8723 is how you can call in. You can email me, david@tffco.com. Okay, let me check my email real quick. All right. Wow, I see Bradley came in on microbrews. I'll check that in just a minute, Bradley. Okay, I've been talking about how to make America great again and how awful, or not awful of a job, how awful of a time Donald Trump has had. I listed 15 things he's done in his short term as president and how every one of them, but for three, were criticized, booed, harassed, harangued, lawsuit, whatever, right? The only three that he got away with is when he was bombing Syria or bombing ISIS or when he borrowed money, more money, when he raised the debt ceiling. Then America cheers. So if we're killing brown people or if we're making our debt worse than it currently is, everyone's in favor of that. Why? Because it causes us no pain and we don't have to change our ways and we can blame everyone else for our problems. Okay, so that's when America's happy. When we're truly trying to deal with something that we have in America, a real problem, no one wants to do it because, too much work, too much pain, too much aggravation, too much of a fight. And by the way, I really don't want to make America great again. I like it the way it is. Okay, got it. Well, has it ever happened? Is it even possible? Some people say, you know what? Political change is no longer possible. It's over. It's done. We're finished. Finito. We go, as Mike Church would say. Well, listen to this. This day in history, June 6th, so yesterday in history, I should say, 1978. Now, you'll have to decide whether this is a way to make America great again or whether it's not. But here's my question. Is it time for a national Proposition 13? Okay. Here's what happened. In 1978, on June the 6th, mad as hell and refusing to take it anymore, the taxpayers revolt. Led by a crotchety amateur politician named Howard Jarvis, California voters overwhelmingly enact Prop 13, the first major protest against the great government tax grab of the 1970s. Double-digit property tax increases are rolled back,